The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus told the disciples a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor the respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, "Grant me justice against my opponent." For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, "Though I have no fear of God or respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I'm going to grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. Readings today have a common thread running through them, and that is persistence with an E. In our reading from Genesis, Jacob is wrestling with God all night long, and he does this so he can be blessed by God. Jacob does not give up. In Paul's letter to Timothy, Paul encourages Timothy to be persistent in proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, even though at times it will be hard to do that. And then finally, we come to our gospel reading where Jesus tells us the story of the widow who just will not give up as she seeks justice for herself. In our reading from Luke's gospel, comes right after Jesus is talking to his disciples about his second coming, when the world we know it will end and those in it will be judged by God. Jesus is clear that his return will not be announced ahead of time. No time to get your life right with God, so to speak. And it just happened, and it's when we might be ready or we might not be ready. But Jesus says we need to be ready. But Jesus knew something else. He knew that we would face injustice and hardship in our lives. So the parable in Luke is meant to encourage us, to give us hope, so that when we, as Jesus says, we do not lose heart. The story is about a widow who goes to a judge for justice against her opponent. We don't know who this opponent is, but we can kind of guess. Now, we need to know something about the time to understand what might be happening here. Today, we hear the word widow, and we think maybe of an older person. But back in first century Palestine, many widows were very young. A widow had no rights, no means of supporting herself. She was at the mercy of male relatives and the court to take care of her. Most women did not have jobs outside the home. They couldn't make their own living. They couldn't own property. So I suspect that the widow's appeal for justice was an appeal for financial support from one of the relatives of her dead husband so that she could live. The widow's appeal to the judge, was her only means of justice. But this judge could care less about God or God's people. In other words, he had no motivation to grant the widow's request. But she didn't give up. She keeps coming back again and again to this judge until she wears him down. And the judge granted her request for justice. Have you ever had anyone wear you down? and you just gave in? I assume from those laughs, we've all been there, right? I'm convinced that children and pets are masters of wearing us down. When they want something, their whole life focus can be on what they want, isn't it? I was a pretty good parent of not giving in to my kids too much, though I had to pick my battles, you know. Now, my dog Santa, my golden retriever, that's a whole other story. Santa is relentless when she is ready to play ball, right? Marilyn's a pet sitter, she knows. She looks at you with those eyes like, I haven't played ball in 5 minutes. Don't we want to go outside again? Those of you around her know that that's the truth. And if we had that same persistence as a child or a dog or wherever in prayer, just imagine, or the widow in this parable, just imagine what we could accomplish. Jeffrey Stewart, one of our lay preachers, reminds us in his sermons very often to pray often and genuinely. I think he has something going on there. Sometimes we feel that we are trapped in an unjust situation, a situation without hope, leaving us feeling sad and isolated. What should we do? Well, Jesus says, pray always so you do not lose heart. In our readings today, the Apostle Paul, in his second letter to Timothy, knew the challenges of the early church ministry. Amazingly enough, though, some of the challenges that Timothy faced are very different than today's challenges. The challenges in ministry are still there. Paul encourages Timothy and all of us by saying, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message, meaning the good news of Jesus Christ. Be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, encourage, and utmost patience in teaching. That utmost patience in teaching is something that gets to us, you know. When you pray for patience, you ever pray for patience? That's hard, because God's going to test you when you pray for patience. But we have to do it with patience. Whether it is persistence in what we are doing for God or in prayer to God, persistence is the key for our hope and the success in our life. Last week, I told you about my journey toward ordained ministry. What I left out was all the persistence and prayer that was needed along the way. My path to becoming a priest was not an easy path, especially being a woman, especially in a second career at 50 years old. It's like, yeah, I want to ordain her. Yeah. At times, it was downright impossible. But knowing God was on my side, I never gave up. I wore them down. And I prayed without ceasing. An unknown monk once said this, when I was young, I wanted to change the world. And then I realized that I could not change the world. And so I thought, maybe I'll change my nation. And then I realized I could not change my nation. And so I thought, maybe I'll change my city. And then I realized I could not change my city. And so I thought, maybe I will change my family. And then I realized I could not change my family. And so I thought, maybe I will change myself. And then I realized, if I change myself, this would change my family. And if I change my family, this would change my city. And if I change my city, it would change the nation. And if I change my nation, I would change the world. Our mission here at Christ the King is for people to come here to experience God, to be transformed by the experiences of worship, a Bible study, in service, to be like God each and every day, closer and closer in that image of Christ that we are all called to. When we do this, we begin to transform the world around us. At the front of your bulletin, it says, experience God, transform the world. The only way we can do that is start with ourselves. It all begins with you and with me. Persistent prayer is the key to our transformation. Persistence in prayer will pay off in the long run, like it did for the widow. Jesus encourages the disciples and us to reminding that to pray always, and God will answer our prayers. Now, I know many times we pray for things, and even persistently we pray, and it seems like God does not answer our prayers. Why is this? Well, sometimes we pray for our will be done, and not necessarily God's will to be done. We can probably all agree we don't understand God's will at times, right? But I can assure you, God's will is meant for good. When Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane for the cup of suffering and death to pass by him, Jesus instead accepted the Father's will, being obedient to God the Father, going willingly to his own suffering and death. Jesus paved our way to be with God in the end. Let us not be a people without hope, for the good news is that we believe in a God of justice. The major application of our parable this morning is to keep us focused on the hope that is yet to come. We accomplish this through prayer. Pray without ceasing, as the Apostle Paul told the church in Thessalonica. Think of the good we could accomplish in this world for God when we are persistent in our prayer. Amen. Amen.